Hillary Clinton laughs at Trump announcing Gulf of America. By Hannah Knudsen on January 20, 2025. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton laughed when President Donald Trump announced during his inaugural speech that they will be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Hillary, who lost to Trump in the 2016 presidential election, can be seen laughing when Trump mentioned that move in his inaugural speech. "My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. I'm pleased to say that as of yesterday, one day before I assumed office, the hostages in the Middle East are coming back home to their families," Trump said during the speech, announcing that America will reclaim its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, most respected nation on earth, inspiring the awe and admiration of the entire world. "A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America," Trump said, prompting the laughter from Clinton. "And we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs." Related: Donald John Trump sworn in for the second time. Now the 47th president of the United States. Trump also said during the speech that America intends to take the Panama Canal back as well, which he said was foolishly given to the country of Panama. "I mean, the United States, think of this, spent more money than ever spent on a project before, and lost 38,000 lives in the building of the Panama Canal. We have been treated very badly from this foolish gift that should have never been made, and Panama's promise to us has been broken," Trump said. Related: Look what God has done, Reverend Franklin Graham gives stirring prayer at Trump's inauguration. "The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape or form, and that includes the United States Navy," he said, "and above all, China is operating the Panama Canal, and we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back.